Well, let's start with the intro. We hear this. Now, on the recording, they start off with distortion for this part, so you'll get more of this. And then as it goes into the verse, it cleans back up again. But let's take a look at the notes we're using, and we'll also talk about the distortion and the different guitar pickups that are being used. To start off, we have the third string, third fret, with our third finger. Hit it, slightly bend it, and then play it open. Let it ring out. And what I want to do is take my third finger up to the sixth string, third fret, and hit that. Keep that down, and then we have this. Now, what I did here is I played the fourth, third, and second strings open, and then I added two fingers on. I added my first finger onto the second string, first fret, and my second finger onto the fourth string, second fret. And I played the fourth, third, and second strings again. This is technically a C chord with a G in the bass, because that sixth string, third fret is still ringing out. So from the beginning we have, then we do that again, and that's the intro. Now about the distortion, it's just your typical standard crunch distortion, and I'm using actually a Crossroads pedal by Digitech, and it has a nice little crunch sound on setting number 3 along with a little chorus. You don't want too heavy of a distortion, you'll get more like this. Too much sustain, or if you go the other direction with a brighter sound, you're looking for just a little bit of a crunch. And then, as I mentioned a moment ago, when they get ready to go back into the verse, it gets real clean again. Let's talk about guitars, too. When they play live, they use like a Les Paul. Some of the tours, though, you'll see a guitar that has what they call filter-on pickups. And those are more typically found in Gretsches. The filter-on pickup gives you a little more of an articulation. They're not as loud as the humbucking pickups you find in the Les Paul. But they're more articulate, almost like a Stratocaster would be, without the hum and just a little more depth to them because it's a little bit wider pickup. So either those two would work well for you if you have a Gretsch that has the filter on pickups, or if you want to just use a Les Paul. You can also tweak with your EQ a little bit to take out some of the low mid, especially in the Les Paul, and or if you want to get more of the Les Paul sound out of the Filtron, add in a little more low mid. But just play around with it till you get the sound you like. But either guitar will work really well with this. Now we've got the intro. Let's see what happens as we go into the first verse.